You're listening to SBS News.
The United Kingdom is preparing for extreme heat in the coming days. Britain's Health Secretary Steve Barclay says the government and ambulance services are putting in extra measures to deal with any increased demand caused by possibly unprecedented temperatures.
Well, the clear message to the public is to take the sensible steps in terms of water, shade and cover that many people are aware of. That's the best way of mitigating against the heat. We're asking people to keep an eye out for their neighbours and those who may be vulnerable. But we're also putting in additional contingency support as well. And I had a meeting with all the chief execs of the ambulance trusts across England this afternoon. We had a further meeting of ministers of COBRA to look at our cross-government response to ensure we're doing everything we can to mitigate the impact of the extreme heat that we're expecting.
Britain's weather forecaster last week issued its first red extreme heat warning for parts of England for the 18th and 19th of July. London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, says it's something that's not been seen before.
This year, for the first time, we've issued a severe weather emergency response in summer. Normally, we do this in winter when it gets really cold and it's dangerous for people to be sleeping out in the cold weathers. What we've done this year, working with excellent councils and charities, is issued a severe weather emergency response now.
Officials are worried about the effects of the heat on people's health and on a healthcare system already challenged by the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. Barclay has addressed the issue.
Well, COVID is an additional pressure at the moment. We've had around 13,000 cases this week, so that puts additional pressure on hospital trusts. But we're working with them to make all the hospital maximise the use in terms of patients, to ensure that people are not waiting longer than they need to in ambulance, to get those handover times down as much as possible. We've been discussing that with trust leaders, with ambulance chief execs, in terms of their well-established contingency plans.
The alert covers large parts of England where the UK Met Office is warning that temperatures may reach 40 degrees Celsius for the first time. Authorities say there's even a risk of serious illness and death among healthy people. Rail passengers and users of the London Underground are being advised not to travel on Monday and Tuesday unless it is absolutely necessary. With children and older people considered particularly vulnerable to high temperatures, schools and care homes have been urged to take steps to protect students and residents. Director of the University of Surrey's Global Centre for Clean Air Research, Professor Prashant Kumar, says the heat can be fatal for the elderly.
You will not feel comfortable. You know, the thermal comfort is an issue. But if you are an elderly or having any pre-existing, the conditions, so you are higher at risk for the heat stroke or cardiovascular or the respiratory, the impact.
And that can be fatal?
That can be fatal.
The principal of Mossbourne Parkside School in London, Laura Green, says they're taking measures to protect from the heat.
All our windows are open as much as possible before and after school and during the day. We have blackout blinds, so we actually have them closed when the children aren't learning, just to try and keep those classrooms as cool as possible.
The highest recorded temperature in Britain was 38.7 degrees Celsius, recorded in Cambridge on the 25th of July in 2019. This comes as wildfires rage in Spain, forcing thousands of people to be evacuated from their homes as blistering summer temperatures put authorities on alert across Europe. Firefighters were battling a series of blazes after days of unusually high temperatures that reached up to 45.7 degrees Celsius. The nearly week-long heatwave has caused 360 heat-related deaths in Spain. Locals say they're trying to cope in the heat the best they can.
It's deadly. We are all melting. I am carrying the dog because it's too hot.
It's warm, I have to say. It's not as enjoyable as you'd like to be on a holiday, but it is what it is.
Firefighters are also battling blazes on the Greek island of Crete after several fires spread on the island since Friday. The fire service said 120 firefighters were tackling the flames, assisted by five helicopters. In France, strong winds and hot, dry weather were frustrating firefighters fighting to contain a huge wildfire that raced across pine forests in the Bordeaux region for a fifth day. Some 3,000 firefighters, backed by water-dumping planes, are battling blazes in the south of France, with Greece sending equipment to help. More than 11,000 people have been evacuated from villages and campgrounds in the Bordeaux region as the fire moves closer to inhabited areas. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.